Bear Podcast 490.
It involves showing of more fur.
There's nothing like making a pig bottom squeal than using bacon lube.
Village, they're full of gays.
Hey, all you bears.
Okay, I just saw this on Facebook today. I think he's positive. You think he's just positive?
And I got my ass chewed out by everyone.
It's Thanksgiving. The gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Laying on the couch eating bonbons and jocks.
Just that, I saw it next to it.
Who's on sexting with
you? You're listening to BearPodcast.com.
He called and then he was freaked out.
You're really bitter here.
Yeah, I am very bitter.
It's
been a shitty week. Bitter party of one right here. It's been a shitty week, let me tell you.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
Yes, and welcome to episode 490. And it's a week of October 14th. Today is October 15th. You throw me off all the time. You keep putting the Monday.
It's the week of the 14th.
Okay. But we're recording this on a Tuesday, October 15th. Yes. So. It's been a kind of lazy weekend, I guess. Not too. It's pretty fun. I was busy, but then Sunday was really lazy. I stayed home. I practically slept the whole day Sunday.
Lucky you.
Yeah. You do anything? What did you do last Sunday?
Well, Saturday I painted and did stuff around the house most of the day.
Okay.
Trying to finish up the dining room stuff. And then Saturday night went to Barracuda. Mm-hmm. And, of course, she'd already left.
Oh, that's Saturday
night.
There.
That's right. Saturday night left before you got there, before we could get there. So we went there and danced about 2, went home, went to bed, and that was it. Got up Sunday and went and saw Gravity. Have you seen Gravity yet?
I have seen Gravity.
It's awesome.
It's pretty good. Oh, then we can talk about it.
Yes,
perfect.
We can talk about it
in the topic section, so we can do that, the movie section. But actually, last weekend, I was at Texas Renaissance Festival.
Notice, I didn't get a call and say, hey, you want to go with
us? It was impromptu. I was just invited, and I just hitched around.
Right. Sure.
Did you guys want to go? I didn't. I thought you were busy. Oh, I was just invited, and then, okay, I was just tagging along. So.
Just tagging along.
Anyway, so yeah, I went out with Mark, Chris, Mark H, Eric, Ryan, Christopher, Matthew, Mike, and Johnny. Johnny was there. Stalker, former stalker.
Stalker, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We were there, took some pictures and stuff. I should be flashing it here, but I got lazy. I didn't have any on the screen.
That's okay. It happens.
Yeah. And we had a great time. I did not buy any turkey leg. I did it once, probably in 12, 13 years ago. But
did you buy steak on a stick?
I did. Yes. That I ate.
Steak on a stick's good.
Steak on a stick is the best.
I prefer chaser on dick, but, you know.
Chaser on dick?
Yeah.
Chaser on a stick? Chaser on your dick?
Yeah.
Should that be our title? I don't think so. No, that's going to be our title. Chaser on your dick. Yeah, it was fun because we, you know, just... eating steak on a stick, some sausages. You see what's truly good there.
Steak on a stick. I can see men are like.
What else? Oh, I got to drink some of their mead. You know, they always have these characters, and they have to be talking in character all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of annoying sometimes, but I don't know. Can you do that? Can you do that, Ray? Can you do a Renaissance Renaissance? Time voice.
I can do the Star Trek at the Renaissance Festival.
How do you do a Star Trek?
Well, you dress up in a Star Trek uniform and you walk around in a tricorder and you're like, oh, this is a great holodeck simulation.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We didn't see one this time, but we did see Princess Leia and Chewbacca.
Oh, any stormtroopers?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. It's not Chewbacca. I was Stormtrooper and Princess Leia.
How can you mix the two up? As much as you like hairy big men, Chewbacca's big and hairy. Stormtroopers are white and smooth.
And all right. And for one thing, isn't it that according to the Star Wars, the troopers are clones of Boba Fett? No, wait. The father of Boba Fett. The father.
No.
Jango Fett.
The Clone Wars doing that. The Clone Wars. Eventually after the Empire settles itself, it starts sucking people in from all over.
Oh, okay.
So...
So it was
because after the Clone Wars, remember, cloning technology got banned.
Oh, really?
After the Clone Wars, if I remember.
So they just hired people.
So yeah, they raised a military.
Oh, I don't know. I thought they were still clones.
I mean, that was the whole thing. The Old Republic didn't have any military. Because it had been peace for so long. The Jedi were doing their thing. And then all of a sudden, all this shit hit the fan.
Well, we're nerding out on Star Wars. Anyway, so. Okay, so that was fun. And that evening, actually, Saturday, shout out to Wayne. It's his birthday.
That's right.
Happy birthday, Wayne. And we got to eat at the Nico Nico's. That was fun. I was there. I was the first one to arrive, I think, just to order. So yeah. I was able to order early. You didn't go.
No, couldn't go. Already had dinner plans.
I had dinner plans already. After that, then I went to Barracuda. I missed you there probably about 30 minutes. I didn't stay too late because I thought I will be playing softball the next day.
Even though it had been raining all weekend. It was predicted to rain all weekend.
I know, but we're just, you know, we're just hopeful. We're just optimistic that it's not going to rain. So we were there at the bar. I was there at the bar and met up with other guys who came from Nico Nico's also. I missed you. Like I said, I missed you there for about half hour. I had Princess parking. I parked right in front of the Eagle. Nice,
because I had to pay for parking by the time I got there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't know how I got it that lucky. So after that, I just went home. Then the next day, I was monitoring. I just woke up very early, and then I could hear the rain from the outside, and then oh no, we're rained out. Sure enough, I checked out the Montrose Softball League Facebook. We got rained out, so I got lazy. I just stayed home. I just stayed in bed. No day.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, it was fun. That's it, pretty much. Last Sunday, I didn't do anything, really. Not anything at all. But anyway, I want to talk about Gravity. So what do you think of Gravity?
Well, I liked it a lot. I thought it was very interesting. There are a couple things I had issues with. One, they put the stars in.
They put the stars?
Like when you see them floating around, you see stars.
You're not supposed to see stars?
Well, outside the Earth's atmosphere, it's just complete blackness because the Earth's atmosphere acts like kind of like a magnifier, so you can see the starlight twinkling through.
So
when you're actually in space, and if you ever look at the shots of the space shuttle, when it's actually in outer space and you see the Earth's horizon, there's nothing but blackness behind it, unless it's a sunrise, because you can't see the stars.
So, because the Earth is a reflector, and it's very bright by itself.
Well, by itself, but there's no atmosphere.
So that means you can't see.
Well, there's no atmosphere to act as a magnifying glass.
Oh, really? So I thought it would be clearer.
No, it's just all blackness.
But according to NASA, it's very realistic, so don't you think they should see
stars? It is very realistic, but I think they still, but like Star Trek and all the other movies, they put stars in there to make you, because people expect to see stars when they're out of space.
But in reality, you really shouldn't be seeing stars.
Really shouldn't be seeing stars. I think Firefly did that. They didn't put stars in the background, if I remember. I'll have to go watch some of their episodes again.
They did that because of lack of funding. Don't you think?
No.
I don't know.
No.
Okay. The way I look at it, Gravity, it has no plot at all, but it is pretty much like an hour and a half, 90 minutes. It's a 90 minutes of straight, you know, just how it is to live there. I mean, to stay there, and it's just.
One of those movies that starts off slow, and then all of a sudden it's like, bam, you're here, and then it goes here, then bam, and then bam. I mean, you just get where you can catch your breath, and it's like back up, and you're like on the edge of your seat.
Yeah.
So, and by the time I left the movie, I was just a nervous wreck. I mean, I was just like, oh, my God. So.
Okay.
I highly recommend going and seeing it. I think.
Did you watch it in 3D?
Yes.
I didn't watch it in 3D.
I watched it in 3D, and I didn't get that much out of it, so I'd say save your money on the 3D.
But don't 3D it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because I was watching it not on 3D, and you could see, you know, I could see that they were trying to do these screws flying, objects flying, and they make it go to your screen and grab it like that in front of you. And, oh, I could see why this would be appealing for, you know, 3D, for 3D and watching in 3D. Yeah.
So, but it's a very good movie. I highly recommend it. There are a couple things that happen in there, and you're just like, wait a minute, they can't do that. And then you're like, oh. Like when the door got open and somebody crawled in.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I was just like,
that's what? That's not possible. You should be dead. Yeah,
that's but right.
Then, of course. Yeah, you have to see it, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, one thing though. All right, it's a little spoiler on it. It's a Hollywood ending. That's all I'm going to say. Do you think she should be able to stand up?
Well, it all depends on how long she's been out there.
I think she's just been there for a week.
That's what I'm saying. The the shorter time you're there, the easier it is to get up. I mean, she was still having problems doing her doing the thing she was doing, but
yeah.
I mean, if they hadn't been there that long, I mean, people that's been on the space station for like months at a time, I mean, they're just but jelly when they come back. They can't do nothing. They're just like laying there almost like invalids and have to rebuild themselves. So.
Oh God. Unless they have those spinning things. You know, when the
they still have the stuff and they have to do all the strength training while they're there. But
yeah, you really have to exercise.
But your bone density starts going down because there's no gravity and all that kind of stuff, and you get frail, and
it's pretty scary to be in space, though. Yeah, it's recommendable to watch if you guys want. It's like I said, there's no plot. There's no complicated plot.
There's no complicated plot. It's all about surviving in space.
Yes, that's right. That's pretty much it. Yeah. I do this, but this happens.
Yeah.
I can't do anything about it. I have to solve this problem in the next 5 minutes.
And it's one of those things when the shit hits the fan, it keeps repeatedly hit the fan.
That's right. It's just really a series of events in practically an hour and a half. And that's all what happened. And there's no real plot. There's no real story.
Yeah.
But then it's really good. It's really
good. Mm-hmm. And I think NASA said it's very realistic compared to what most people.
See, then you're saying they're the stars?
Well, I mean, that's my little thing. I was like, you know, if they're trying to make it as realistic as possible.
There should be no stars.
Should be no stars. Mm-hmm. So.
There should be no stars. Okay. I remember that. Okay. So let's move on with some of our topics. What else do we have? Oh, that's right. I had to put this in.
Yeah.
I had to put this in. And some of you guys may have experienced this. And may have bad experiences, or maybe good experiences, depends. Because we've experienced this. One of our parties, one of our get-togethers, one of our friends met someone online and brought him, you remember when we were at Raging Cajun? He just met him online and then invited him over. It's practically a date. Remember that with Chad before?
Yes.
This is the first time you're seeing, and you're letting him see your friends, and you know it's you're bringing your first you're having pretty much your first date, meeting your friends. It's not like it's not a one-on-one thing, but then it's like taking someone to a bar, taking a guy on a first date at a bar.
Yeah.
You just don't do that. I mean. You get to know the guy. You have to go get to know the person.
Well, I mean, it also depends on what kind of date it is. I mean, you all just meet and kind of meet each other, or is it actually a date? Mm-hmm. I mean, because there's a difference. Like, hey, let's go meet somewhere and have a drink or whatever, or everything. But if you're actually saying, this is a date, let's go on a date, then no, I don't think you should be going to a bar.
The bar's the last place we're going to go.
Bar's the last place to go. Unless, I mean, but some people get date confused with, I'm meeting somebody to see if they're okay to date or meet them up before, you know, I go through this whole rigmarole, which I think a lot of people do these days.
Mm-hmm.
But first date at a bar is probably not the place that you need to go.
No, not at all.
So we had a friend of ours that posted on Facebook. He went on a date, his first date. They're at a bar. A bunch of his friends were there. They got drunk, and they were groping and messing with his date. And it really pissed him off about his friends doing that. And then the first thing is, well, how good of friends you got? Two, why are you in a bar on your first date?
Mm-hmm.
Three, did you meet him in a bar and that's why y'all there? Because it'll never work.
If you meet someone at the bar. But that's what people do. They meet people
people in bars anymore. They can meet people online.
People meet online and like, then go to a bar. Mm.
It is very rare in the last 10, 15 years that I've met anybody that picked up somebody at a bar and they just started dating. It was always a one-night stand or fuck buddies.
Mm-hmm.
But every time that they got serious about trying to date somebody, it wasn't like that. They were trying to meet people online, get to know them, or hanging out with friends and getting to know their friends and stuff like that. So, and I might be totally wrong. If y'all disagree, please email the show at showupbeerpodcast.com and tell me the difference. But I don't think going to a bar for the first date is appropriate.
Okay, so what would you do on a first date? I mean, you with Robbie, of course. What's your first date? What did you do?
We went to a bar.
You went to a bar? Look at you! You hypocrite! Oh my God! You went to a bar? Okay.
Yeah, but we went to a mutual place. I mean, it wasn't a gay bar. So,
oh, okay. It was a game.
I mean, it's like he was getting off work, and he said, "Hey, can you meet me here? It's a cool little place down here." And it was quiet, and it's one of the and it's a bar, but it wasn't one of those like gay bar. It wasn't a gay bar. It was noisy as fuck. People running around, acting a fool. It was a bar. I mean, it was a real quiet little wine beer bar. We had a table back in the back where we sat there and talked for a couple hours, and it was really nice. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
But if I went on a first date and I went to Tony's Corner Pocket, it would not lead to anything, I don't think.
Nope, I don't think so.
So,
you know, my first date, pretty much my first date with Mike when we went out, watched a movie. Jackass the movie. That's romantic, right? Yeah, being grossed out.
That just set the whole tone for y'all's relationship.
Yeah, I know, right? Jackass the movie. And you know what's romantic, though? He still has the ticket in his wallet.
Oh, that's cool.
That's 13 years ago. Oh.
But yeah. I mean, I have been out on first dates, but I like went and had dinner with him and sat down and talked to him and hung out. And like on Friday night, I used to be bowling, so I'd like, well, hey, if you go bowl or something, hang out. That way we could bowl and talk and everything, and I'd get to hang out with you guys too. So
yeah,
I did that numerous times, and yeah, it was okay.
That's so true.
I also waited on y'all's reaction to them if they would make it or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I could tell by how standoffish y'all are with some of them that they wouldn't go cut the mustard. So.
Oh, okay.
Not that that matters, because mm-hmm. if I like them, then my friends would have to be forced to like them too. But
that's right.
It's just one of those things. Mm-hmm. So, but I mean, I make it. First dates to me is always very casual.
Public setting,
dinner. You know, go hang out. Going on a date and seeing a movie is not really.
Yeah, because it's probably an hour and a half. You not talking.
Talking, yeah. So.
Yeah. So, but we've been talking anyway. I mean, we just wanted to watch it. So. It's just one of our nights that we went out.
Yeah.
It's not like our first one. So. To go. Dinner, first date. No wait. No. First date, coffee.
Or you could do dinner. I mean, there's inexpensive options that I have learned for the last 5 years that you can go do.
Like?
I don't know, like Tacos a Go-Go.
Okay. Yeah,
it's cool. It's a cool, trendy place. You can sit down and eat. It's relatively quiet. You can sit there and have a conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, you can kind of hang out some. I mean, there are other places to go, too. I mean, I wouldn't take them to McDonald's or anything, but.
No McDonald's. No McDonald's first date, please.
There's plenty of places that you can go just walk around with Houston parks, museums and stuff, and hang out.
Aww,
with somebody.
Oh, that's so romantic. You hold each other's hand and then walk in the park.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah, it's interesting. Let us know what you guys, what was your first date experience. So, hope it's not in the bar. Okay, let's go on with our topic. Okay, you paste this right.
All right, I'll put this in here. So, did you watch the Orlando Cruz fight this weekend?
No, I didn't know.
No, I didn't either. But Orlando Cruz, boxer, loses his title fight. Orlando Cruz is the gay boxer from Puerto Rico.
I heard about him, though. Yeah, I heard stories
about
him. Yeah.
He lost his bid for a piece of the featherweight title Saturday night, getting stopped in the 7th round by veteran Orlando. How do you say that last name?
Veteran Orlando Salido.
Salido. I was starting to say Salado. Salido. Cruz, the first openly gay fighter, was outclassed much of the fight by Salido, who landed the heavier punches throughout before knocking Cruz down with a right hand to the head in the 7th. Cruz was on his knees and couldn't get up. Imagine that, a gay man on his knees not able to get up. Mm-hmm. And was counted out at 105 of the round. So he made it 7 rounds, but he's a little lightweight boxer and stuff, a little Puerto Rican guy. So, but I thought it was interesting because they kept promoting him as the gay boxer. He wasn't boxer. He was the gay boxer.
I'm the gay boxer.
So,
on this corner, weighing 150 pounds. It's the gay boxer.
No, he only weighs, I think he had, how old is he? How much did he weigh? I forgot it didn't say.
Oh, okay.
You know, Salido was a 126 pound title fight.
Wow, okay.
Anyway. It was the first title fight for Cruz in a 13-year professional career in which he had mixed success. He fell to 20-3-1 with the loss. "This is my moment in time," Cruz said before the fight, clearly relishing in his moment in the limelight. It turned out it wasn't his fight, though, with Salido showing off his ring skills and handling most of what Cruz threw at him. Cruz landed a few big punches, though. He used his southpaw style to box effectively from times from the outside. So, I mean, it was a pretty good fight from what they said.
You know how he lost? He was kind of bitch-slapping. He's doing that. with his arms just flailing around.
Uh-huh.
And he lost. So, but then
that's very
the last round.
That's stereotyping. That's stereotyping.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, audience. I'm sorry.
So it's nice. It's nice to see that we get some more out people in sports these days.
Yes, that's amazing though. Yeah. I'm glad.
We're just waiting for Tim Tebow to come out in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Okay, so all right, we don't have much events today.
No.
Actually, we don't. We don't have an event.
No events. But if you do have an event, you got a bear run, your bear organization is doing a fundraiser, or anything that involves bears, email us at events@bearpodcast.com.
That's right.
And we will talk about it on the show. Might even have an email for interview if it's interesting enough, but we will advertise for you. So just email us the information to events@bearpodcast.com. So,
What's next?
Got the TV and movie news.
All right.
So we got a couple things this week. One, have you seen Walking Dead yet?
No. But
oh my God! Can't talk about that now, can we?
It's recorded somewhere here. So, it's in the DVR right now.
All I got to say is I wanted to see what was in the sack.
Oh, okay. We'll see.
All I wanted
we'll probably
see
it next week.
No. You won't see
it. You know what? You just blew Devin's ear right there.
What?
But it's okay. He'll enjoy it anyway.
Yeah, with his little touch of color. So anyway, Walking Dead, I thought it was kind of slow, but it was good. So
okay, I'll probably watch it tonight.
Okay. All right, new shows premiering this week on Thursday, October 17th is Rain, which is coming on the CW at 9, 8 Central, which is about the Mary Queen of Scots and her rise to power before Queen Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday, October the 25th, Grimm is back on NBC, and the new show Dracula premieres on NBC.
Vampire movie TV
well, this
show.
Has,
which is the
Jonathan
Dracula.
Rhys Meyers in it.
Okay.
The hot vampire.
The hot vampire, so, and he's Dracula.
He's Dracula, so, and it's a period piece from what it looks like, so.
But,
you know,
vampire.
They've been very quiet about it, so I don't know if it's going to be good or bad or what, so we'll have to see. But Grimm starts at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, with Dracula following at 10, 9 Central. So, anyway, something new that that just came out this week, you can now stream Redbox.
Yes, it's actually a competitor for...
Netflix
and Hulu, I guess. Yeah.
Yep, so,
and it's a competitive price, too.
Yeah. For $8 a month, you can rent up to 4 DVD movies from the box and stream movies online. So
I don't think they have a big library right now on streaming.
You're such a size queen.
Yeah, that's right. I don't have
he
a big
likes,
library.
He always likes big libraries.
I like big libraries. Yeah, it's... I think they still have to catch up with Netflix. They have to make a lot of deals.
Well, I'm sure they made a lot of deals before they even started this, but they probably got a lot in the shoot, too, and maybe they're doing more newer stuff than some of the older stuff they carry. Because I don't think they've done TV shows, have they?
No, it's mostly
movies.
Mostly movies.
It'll be interesting what happens with that. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's $8 a month, so if you try it, let us know how it is compared to Netflix. So.
Yeah, give us a review or something.
Because I don't think, like Netflix, like you can stream it through your TV. I think you have to stream it online on your computer. Unless your TV can access.
This TV has a connection to Netflix. It can.
Well, no, most TVs do have a Netflix account now, but it doesn't have a Redbox.
Oh, that's right. You're so talking about Redbox.
So you have to stream it through your computers, unless you can tie your computer to your TV.
If you can do that, you can stream. You can stream it on your computer, right? If you can stream it on your computer, if you're using a Mac and you have an Apple TV, you can extend your screen to the Apple TV, and you'll have it too. Yeah, you can do that.
Good. See, there's a geek right there.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Lou Worka.
It is.
Doesn't have to be. Here you go. Freshly squeezed juice from heaven.
Now it's time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
God is gay, Maynard.
Yes, he is gay.
So if any of y'all hadn't seen the video this week, go check out the God is Gay video, which is a slam poetry contest that a young guy did. And as of this show, it's received over 90,000 hits. We're going to talk about the college student behind the viral God is Gay poem. A video of a slam poetry performance by a 20-year-old University of North Carolina drama student. Hey, girl.
Drama student, of course.
Is going viral with nearly 70,000 views on YouTube. And this is when it was released the other day. The controversial title and message of this poem, God is Gay. Elliot Darrow identifies as a straight male and says his identity as an out Christian drives his writing. Like many Christian millennials, Darrow does not currently attend church, more due to the chaos that is college than anything else, he says. But he grew up Presbyterian in the Carborough Chapel Hill area. Social issues comprise the core of his poetry portfolio. And the viral piece was one of his first to directly address his faith. But we'll have the link in the show notes, so I encourage everybody to go watch this video. It's incredible what some of the stuff he says and how he says it and how he relates thing to what 20-year-olds see people as today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the points that he did say that when God flooded the earth with you know, during Noah's time, he gave out the rainbow. That's a sign of, you know,
that he'll never do it again.
And he'll never do it again. So there you go. This is just one of the points that he made. When is, you know, Christ having
two fathers, and a surrogate mother.
Yeah, and a surrogate mother, right? That's right. Because Joseph really didn't have sex with
allegedly.
Allegedly. But anyway, yeah. So that was just interesting. I mean, he's making some points that are kind of that are valid. So. Yeah, I will put the links on the website so you guys could check out. And he's saying that God is gay. All right, let's go with the geek. I didn't read this one, so okay. Why we worry about DC Comics gay characters? Why are we worried? Why are we worried? Name one in the DC. I know in Marvel there's North Star.
Well, there's a bunch of them in Marvel.
In DC, there's one Green Lantern.
Green Lanterns is gay.
That's right.
He's gay. Batwoman is gay.
Yeah, she's a lesbian. Yeah.
Lesbiano. Mm-hmm. So, but that, you know, there's not that much. They keep talking about they want to make Wonder Woman lesbian, but they're too scared to do it.
Oh, yeah, they would be.
So, anyway.
Okay. So, at a Marvel-dominated panel on LGBT characters and allies in comics at New York Comic Con,
which was just this weekend.
Oh, it was this weekend. So, we couldn't help but talk about that other major comic company was doing, and how an exec there said a gay marriage can't happen in its pages because because heroes aren't supposed to be happy. What? Really? Okay, so it's just lazy storytelling. Marvel writer Marjorie Liu said of Marvel rival DC Comics, drawing the loudest applause of the night. Thank goodness. Liu, To be sure, is one of the Marvel's most progressive writers. In the pages of Astonishing X-Men, Liu wrote the company's first gay wedding for its gay Canadian superhero Northstar. I just talked about it earlier, and she also wrote plots and storylines for the lesbian X-Man Karma, and the bisexual son of Wolverine Dakin. Wow, that's interesting. So how are LGBT issues like the dissolution of the Defense of Marriage Act and the current state of anti-gay Russia finding their way to the pages of comic fiction? And what kind of freedom do writers have in pursuing these stories? So the answers varied by big company. I guess it, right now the major ones, Marvel and DC. Yeah. So Liu actually revealed that she wanted to create a girlfriend for Karma, a Vietnamese lesbian with the power to possess other people's minds. I remember Karma. I didn't know she's a lesbian. I remember her. She was during the mutant.
New Mutants.
New Mutant.
I think she's a New Mutant.
She was one of the New Mutants. Yes, she was one of the New Mutants. And I think the Marauders. Can't remember. Anyway, she could possess people. She could possess people, but sometimes she couldn't. She gets overwhelmed. She was very young back then. She couldn't control the powers. So in comes Psylocke. Psylocke helps her out, stuff like that. So it's interesting that Karma is a Vietnamese. I didn't know. Okay, so she and her Marvel colleagues also said that the major LGBT rights changing events like same-sex marriage in New York and the Supreme Court ruling on DOMA played major roles in conceptualizing storylines for their LGBT characters. I like it that they're really incorporating these things. First of all, they have Archie.
Yeah.
They have...
which is still struggling with their gay character.
Yeah. They have one that got married. One... forgot the name. In Archie. But anyway, that's one of the gay characters who was married to a black veteran. So that's interesting.
But, you know, the gay character in Archie was the target of 1 Million Moms campaign.
Yes,
gay guy in Archie's name Kevin.
Kevin, yeah, I remember him. Kevin, yeah.
We just wanted Kevin to be Kevin in America. Parents said nothing that his favorite stories are when Kevin just gets to be one of his kids at Riverdale. So I mean, he's just trying to be a tip put out there in Archie comics what a typical gay teen was going through. Mm-hmm. And 1 Million Moms had a cow. So, but yeah. Marvel itself will tell you that a lot's changed in the 7 years in the last 7 years. They've seen a time there's an order not to show the company's two gay teen characters, Wiccan and Huckling, kissing. Flash forward to present day, and Ketchum is getting to fiddle with a Huckling-Wiccan storyline that involves a young man named Prodigy, a black bisexual former mutant who is an interesting Huckling. So they're going to have a three-way.
Oh, really?
So
nice.
And if you go Google image Huckling-Wiccan, there's some good gay artwork for them. Fan art of all kind of nasty stuff too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nasty as in hardcore?
Of course, there's like all kind of hardcore Wolverine porn.
Oh, I would like to see that.
All you gotta do is go to Google Wolverine X-rated porn.
You're gonna be a lookalike
comic, and there are all these comic strips of Wolverine having sex with different people and different X-Men characters. And
really?
Yes. Yeah, so.
Him and and Nightcrawler. That'd be nice.
So, but anyway, to finish the story up, I don't want to just react against stereotypes all the time, Pac said, referring to an Asian American character that he had recreated as a genius. No one character should have to sustain the hopes and dreams of a community. Unfortunately for gay characters and LGBT people, it sometimes feels like we're still at that point. Mm-hmm. So, even though we get married and everything, we still don't have that many gay characters in the comics. So,
I think it's starting. Actually, we're just talking about Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. In the comic book, there's this gay couple.
Yeah.
Eric and Aaron. Which so happens are they our friends Eric and Aaron. Aaron, who lives in Chicago, the ones who we had in the Chaser show last year. Well, last April. Yeah, so even, what's his name? Even Robert Kirkman introduces these gay characters in Walking Dead.
So it'll be interesting to see if they show up on the TV show.
Oh, they have an Eric and Aaron? They should be, because it's going to be in a different community. They find another community.
Yeah. Well, see, I don't think they're going to find another community. I think they're going to stay there and make the community there.
Oh, okay.
And that's where it's changed. But anyway, we're not going to talk about Walking Dead, because somebody has not seen it yet.
So. I haven't seen it yet.
All right. If you want to follow the article, we'll put the links on there so you can read the full article and stuff, because we just kind of paraphrased the article that they published and stuff. But I've been to the gay and lesbian panel at Comic-Con in San Diego, and they're always very interesting to get what's going on. And even there, DC was very, it wasn't many DC people there. And it was kind of funny since one of the main people at DC is gay. That I find that interesting that that's happening. Because he's a big old, he's into Bears, I know.
Oh, really? Okay.
So.
Yeah, I was there in 2011 for Comic-Con. I went to 2011 Comic-Con. Yeah, also in San Diego. It's, that's where I actually met Robert Kirkman. And I was in the gay panel, the gay panel. And he was there, not because he's gay, but he writes characters.
But all the Bears and Chasers could hope.
Yes. Uh-huh. And he's got characters, you know, gay characters in his comic books, not only in Walking Dead. He introduces some in the, yeah, it's very interesting. And he was the only straight guy in the panel, so yeah. It was pretty cool. Anyway, okay, so let's move on to our bizarre. So I should take this, okay?
Yep, take that.
Okay, chaos erupted when certain Louisiana Walmarts accepted food stamps during Big Glitch. This must be the same Walmart where they filmed the Wally World, you know, that music video that you haven't heard that. They filmed that at the parking lot of Walmart where Mike is shopping, and these guys took a camera, and then I this may be it. I don't know. I'm not sure if it's the same Walmart. So anyway.
Well, no, this is a bunch of Walmarts.
It's a bunch of Walmarts?
Yeah, I mean, okay. This happened all over Louisiana. So.
Oh, okay. So Louisiana is one of at least 14 states that experienced a shutdown of its food stamp system Saturday. Xerox Corporation, food stamp vendor, performed a routine check that resulted in a system failure. Wow. Must be good to be Xerox employee right now. So access to food stamps has been restored. Xerox says, but not without major setbacks for stores and vendors. Walmart shelves at Spring Hill and Mansfield, Louisiana locations were completely cleared. Wow. Saturday night after stores allowed purchases of electronic benefit transfer, EBT, cards, those cards that they get, even though cards are not showing limits. Oh my God. They just kept shopping, I guess.
Yeah.
So So the shelves weren't merely cleared; they were annihilated. God. Ultimately, requiring intervention from local police. Spring Hill Police Chief Will Lind confirmed that they were called in to help Walmart employees to prevent shoplifting and theft. So Lind explaining the cards were showing limits, and they called corporate Walmart, whose spokesman said to let the people use the cards anyway. Wow, that's nice of them.
Well, you know what? Because that's Xerox that screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet you the state of Louisiana's going to make Xerox pay for it since they screwed up.
Oh, yeah. Just keep going.
So, because they're like, paying. Walmart's like, we're making money. Let them do it. Even though it should be illegal.
Yeah. So, but when the cards began showing limits again around 9 p.m., several cards overflowing in groceries were apparently abandoned. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Some people, I guess, were.
Yeah, there's a video. If you post the article links on the show notes, go look at the video. It looks like the day after Christmas blew up in there.
Mm-hmm. Look at this one. One woman was detained because she rang up a bill of $700 and she only had 49 cents on her card. She was held by police until corporate Walmart said they wouldn't press charges if she left the food, said Lind. Well, I guess they're just lucky, the ones who got away with it. Yeah.
But there you know, all the hard taxpaying money just got screwed over. And hopefully they will make, I hope the state of whole Walmart and Xerox liable for that and say, look, no, if something's wrong, y'all shouldn't have done that.
It's not really, it's not really Walmart's fault at that point. It's really the food, you know, the card system, the food stamp system.
Yeah, but you know, Walmart's so damn greedy.
Anyway. I know, that's right. All right, so that's our show. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Well, we have shout outs.
We have shout outs. Have a shout out to Charles from Harrison, Arkansas. Charles, I just want to let you know, if you go check out some of the older episodes of Bear Podcast, I'm sure you can find some of me in my underwear. The message was relayed to me by the Underbears podcast that you wanted me on there. Mm-hmm. But I know there's a Valentine episode where I'm naked and we're doing the episode.
Look at one of the Valentine episodes. Go to thebearpodcast.com.
Naked, and there's a couple of us in Speedos doing pool party episodes.
We also had we were wearing underwears when we did the Harlem Shake.
Oh, yes, right. Go look for the Harlem Shake, Bear Podcast Harlem Shake video.
Okay. So yeah, Charles, just look for Harlem Shake on the on bearpodcast.com and you'll see right. our video. You can do Bear Pod. Go to YouTube, type Bear Podcast, Harlem Shake. You'll see our Harlem Shake, Ray and I. Yep.
So there you go.
That is so March 2013.
I know, that is so like so I was having to think about like when was that? And I was like, oh god, that was like more than 2 months ago, so it's way
back. Oh, way back. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so that's our show. Thank you everyone for watching or listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com. Or you can call.
No, we forgot something else.
What else?
My mom's going to be on the show in a couple weeks.
You didn't say.
So if you have any questions that are appropriate to ask my mom about me, you can email them to show@bearpodcast. Mm-hmm. Or you can give us a call at 206-222-2327 and leave us a voice message asking her a question. Now, don't get y'all crazy. But
PG, please. PG,
yeah, because she is my mom. And there's just some things we don't need to get into.
Would it be interesting if it was not, if it's R-rated or NC-17? That would be nice.
Oh, we'll see. We'll skirt, because my mom is, she is not that
we racist. Could play a game with her or something.
So anyway, if you want to ask questions to her, this is your big chance to try to embarrass me on the air. Email your questions to show@bearpodcast.com or give us a call at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR and leave us a voicemail. And if you want to leave us a voicemail to play on the show about something else, you can do that too, or you can ask your question. So.
And she's coming 2 weeks, right?
2 weeks. She'll be here Halloween.
So. Right. By Halloween. Okay. Yes, and subscribe by iTunes, Vimeo, and YouTube. And you can listen to the show on Stitcher Radio, also on the Roku Player. And you can go to the official website at bearpodcast.com and follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. And we will catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.
Me, you. Bear Podcast, episode 490. Girl, it's Bear Podcast, episode 490, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Copy and paste, that's all I do. Well, I thought it was funny that he asked Dave to get me on his show so I could be in my underwear.
Thank you, Bear Radio listeners, for joining us in episode 490, where we talked about gravity, God is gay, the lack of...